This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. It has flown by tonight. You can still email the show. Love, hate, death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The question was, how will the great split end? Will it end in civil war, separation of the country? All right, I'm gonna give this to you right between the eyes, because this is how I see it happening. One, this is not going to happen tomorrow. We make all these proclamations. This is the end, and it's over, and it's time to take to the streets. That's not how it works, because that's not how human nature works. Lots of times when you talk to people about how to fight back, how do we fight back against this insanity? You'll get somebody every now and then. Maybe you said this yourself. We should all stop paying taxes. Okay, let's focus on that for a moment. One, you know what? Actually, forget about the illegal part of it. Let's just be honest. You won't get enough people to do it. It's not realistic. Yeah, okay, would that work? I don't know, probably. But it wouldn't matter. No one's going to do it. Or not enough people will do it. A few people will do it, and then they'll promptly be arrested, and that'll be that. So we have to focus on how life really works, how human beings really actually work. What will it look like as we go forward from here? Well, as we go forward from here, and there'll be some happy parts of this, I promise, but I'm going to be frank with you. The Democrats are going to get so much worse from here. And that's simply an age thing. The older Democrats, the grandma vodka types, the president poopy pants types, those Democrats, they're retiring. They're leaving. The new generation of Democrats that have taken over, they don't even pretend like they're not communist. They openly call themselves socialist. They are insane. So the Democrats will get increasingly insane and ravenous as we move along here. Their street groups will get increasingly emboldened as we move along here. Why? Because those radical Democrats, as they get more and more radical, will do more and more things from their power, from their seats of power. They will turn blue areas into a living hell. I've told you to move 1,000 times. I don't even know if I should waste my breath anymore. I don't even tell you that because of how it is now. Where it's going in an area that is totally controlled by them is, it's really bad. It's going to be really, really bad. Because of that, there will be a response. One of the main, maybe the most important responses is going to be this. People are going to move. They will move anyway. Because everyone really looks out for himself in the end. We always have to understand that about human nature. You, me, everybody. Not that you don't serve causes higher than you, but people will look out for themselves in the end. Jesse, I love California. I didn't want to leave. My grandma's here, but I couldn't raise my kids around this. I couldn't do that. And these are the emails I get all the time. I can't do it. The people ask why I live in Texas. One, I love Texas, but a big reason why I live in Texas is for my kids. I can't trust them in other places. Now I know there are plenty of places I could trust them, but I feel like they're safer here than other places. And I'm not talking about physically safer. There's all kinds of crime here too. I'm talking about their morals and their values and things like that. This is where I want my children to be raised. People make decisions based on that. So as the blue states descend into a living hell, it will create a human, and already is creating, a human migration. You saw this hugely under COVID. This is what I was referencing before when I reference not knowing what the timeline will look like. There will be things like COVID will pop up again that will accelerate what I'm about to say. So I don't know how long this takes. But you're going to see a huge human migration from blue areas to red areas. You're also going to see red areas of blue areas break off. The Greater Idaho Movement is not some fringe thing. It's going to happen. People in rural Oregon are as blood red as anywhere in the country, and they're sick of living under communism with the fruitcakes who run that state. People will not suffer under a government that is hostile to their values without end. They will suffer for a time, of course, but eventually people will demand an action. So you have a human migration. And then you have states realigning themselves. What does this mean? Well, one of the things it means is the blue areas, as they become more and more horrific to live in, they're going to lose power. Do you know, I heard California is going to lose maybe 5 congressional seats. Remember, you get those seats based on your population. They don't just look at the map and say, oh, let's give them 5 and them 10. California is going to lose 5 seats. So these blue states, as they descend into hell, lose more and more power, and they go more and more bankrupt, because the financial system in those states is simply going to snap in two under full-blown communism. Nobody, no state is wealthy enough to escape it. You'll see this in California. If California was its own country, it would be the 5th largest economy in the world. California is going to implode on itself economically. It will be a disaster over there. Now, let's fast forward. Okay, so however long this takes, 50 years, whatever, pick your number. Now you have red states that are super red, and you have blue states that are super blue. Well, there's going to be another part of this. There will be alternate, separate economies set up in the red states versus the blue states. There will be separate medical institutions set up, red states versus blue states. This sounds good. And it is necessary, but it's one of the things that will actually doom us in the end, because you can't survive as a nation like that, not long term. It's not realistic. It won't happen. And what will happen is the blue areas, with the aid of the blue federal government, they will begin to attack the red states, attack them economically, fining them, seizing money. They will begin to try to break up this alternate economy, because the essence of communism is you can't escape it. Remember, one of the very first things the communists did when they took over Russia was they took away people's passports so they couldn't leave. No, you're not allowed to leave. Abolish the passports was one of the main chants. They're not going to just let this go. So once we get to that point, where the red states have actually become anti-communist, because you are going to become an anti-communist activist and you're going to take over your state legislature and your school board and your city. And once your red area gets red enough and anti-communist enough and the blue area gets communist enough, what's going to happen is there's going to be some sort of a clash. I hope this is not a violent clash. That is a very lame hope, because the chances this isn't a violent clash or very, very small. But I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Not now, not 50 years from now, not 100 years from now. But the truth is, federal governments don't generally tend to just let huge chunks of their country break off without an incident. How it will look, possibly, this is just one of the possibilities. I think this is something that's going to come. You're going to see more and more smart anti-communist people running for sheriff. You will eventually see the pathetic state GOPs wake up and reorient their state police to stand up to the federal government. That will be their main role. And eventually, you're going to have the feds look at a red state and come in and try to arrest somebody like they're doing right now for Trump. So how's this look? Let's fast forward 100 years from now. There's another Trump. There'll be many, many, many more in between now and then. There's another Trump, and New York's coming in with the help of the federal DOJ, and they're going to arrest Donald Trump. And the FBI is going to show up, and there's going to be 100 FBI agents staring at 100 Florida State Police officers saying, no, you cannot have him. What happens from there? Well, I hope cooler heads prevail. What happens from there? I hope the federal government realizes it's just not going to happen and they back away and we come to some sort of an agreement or compromise. That's what I hope. I don't think that's how it works, but that's what I hope. But that's how I see this thing going. From here on out, we will separate, and we should. You should, because you need to protect your way of life for yourself and your children. We will separate physically. We will separate economically. We will separate educationally. We will separate from here. It's not, I don't love that, obviously. That sucks. But what's my call? I didn't make that. You didn't make that call. Not my choice. All right. We got more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I do want to address this Xi Jinping here for a second and the stolen goat. I'll explain in a moment. But let's remember this. The thieves are always out there on the prowl. They're always looking for your stuff. And that doesn't mean they're always looking to grab your wallet from you as you walk down the sidewalk. Cybercrime is the lucrative crime now. Even the mafia, that's their main crime now. Cybercrime. Home title theft is huge. It's sweeping the country because it's so easy for them. It takes them 10 minutes to hack into your home title. They forge your signature on it, go start taking loans out against it. They'll wipe you out. They'll get you evicted from your home. You might already be a victim. You wouldn't know. Nobody tells you till you get evicted or you start getting the late notices in the mail. You want to know if you're a victim? If you're a homeowner right now, go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse. This part's free. Go register your address and see if your home's still in your name. hometitlelock.com/Jesse. While you're there, sign up, all right? We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. Let's just have out. China has increased their defense budget by 7%. When you consider how large their defense budget already was, that is a gigantic increase. A gigantic increase. Xi Jinping has now told the parliament there that he is preparing for war. I just want to remind you something I predicted a long, long time ago. There's no way, no way, the Chinese are going to take a chance on Joe Biden getting out of office before they go take Taiwan. It would be insane. It's the obvious move. You have to leave this guy in office.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband, and I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs.
Do you think the Chinese are going to let that person you think they're even going to take a chance that he's not the president anymore? You think they're going to take a chance on having to worry about Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis? They would never take that chance. And frankly, from their point of view, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. That's why the whole world, all of our enemies, they're all on the move right now. They're trying to chew up and take as much ground as they can while these people are still in charge. The Iranians attack us almost every single day, apparently.
How many attacks has Iran or its proxies launched against American positions in Iran and Syria since Joe Biden took office?
It's been about 83 attacks, I think, in the last several years.
That's a lot of attacks over 2 years. How many times have we retaliated against Iran or its proxies?
We've launched four major strikes.
Four. China is so disrespectful of the people who run this country. They flew a spy balloon from the Pacific to the Atlantic. They won't even take Joe Biden's phone call.
Tension with China's never been this high.
We understand that. And the president has said clearly he believes it's important to keep the lines of communication with China open. He wants to have another conversation with President Xi. We'll move in that direction. But these transits are normal, particularly for this particular president.
No date for that call with
no
President
date for
Xi
that
yet.
Oh, no, we don't have a date yet. Probably any minute now. The question really comes, what are we going to do about it? when China gets on the move. You know, China's prepping amphibious vehicles as we speak. I was reading about that this morning. Do you know why you would be prepping amphibious vehicles? I don't know, a sea-to-land military operation. That's generally one of the reasons, kind of the only reason you would prep amphibious vehicles. China's prepping them right now. If you're sitting in Taiwan listening to the sound of my voice, it might be about time to grab yourself a plane ticket. Jesse, I don't use TikTok or most social media anymore. I want TikTok banned from the USA because I hate the CCP, but I would argue the CCP gathering this information on us is far less important than our own government doing the same thing. What say you? Oh my gosh, you're so true. I brought this up the other night. Now, it's really, really bad that the Chinese are taking our information. I don't want to downplay that. And it's really, really bad that the Chinese are manipulating the lens through which many, many young people see the world. There's no question about that. But let us remember, the United States of America's federal government has spent the last how many years coordinating with the FBI, CIA, NSA against its own citizens? The call is coming from inside the House. And let's talk about banning TikTok. Should we as a nation ban TikTok because it's Chinese spyware and meant to attack our citizens? Of course we should. Of course we should. But we need to keep something in mind. As disheartening as it may be, we really, really, really have to keep this in mind. Because our federal government, our entire federal system is broken. It is so corrupt and so broken. It's not humanly possible for this federal government to pass a bill that is a good bill. It's not possible. If any bill passes through this government, it's bad. Any one of them. So again, we have to ask, are we asking a question in a vacuum or not? Do I want TikTok banned? Yep, should absolutely ban TikTok. Can this federal government ban it? Not a chance. Not a chance. We don't have that kind of a government anymore. This is part of the problem with living in a late stage republic. Nations need certain things. They do need the government to do certain things. But when your government has just become this broken entity that only exists to enrich itself and increase its own power, you really can't ever call on them for anything. Whatever they do, you always have to realize there's, in the very least, an ulterior motive, if not a flat-out hostile motive to you. The TikTok bill, the bipartisan TikTok bill that's going through right now, it's some of the most horrific stuff you've ever seen in your life. They're giving themselves the power to grab you and throw you in prison for posting stuff on Facebook you don't like. It's happening, man. It's happening now. All right. They divide and conquer. So what should we do? And so, but if someone has a question about guns, you know what? Let's do that. Question about guns next. Before we do that, let's switch our cell phone bill so that way we're not paying the scummy communists to hate our guts every single month. You pay your cell phone bill every single month. Every single month, you send money to Verizon to spit in your face, or AT&T, or T-Mobile, openly hostile to you. We don't have to do that anymore. Pure Talk gives us an option to keep the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, save a fortune, a grand in your pocket in a year. You could use that money right now. And you're supporting a company that shares your values, a company that's out there helping veterans who are considering making a horrible decision. They're working with veteran suicide. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right, switch to Pure Talk.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can still email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I went off about George Soros earlier, and there are a lot of people now who are renewing their focus on George Soros. And whenever this happens, there is something that comes up, a defense of him that comes up. You will hear it. You will see it. You probably already have. it sounds something like this.
It's just Jews. They're attacking Jewish international bankers. It's what anti-Semites have been doing for hundreds of years.
That's, of course, that moron Morning Joe. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. Remember this. I know you already know, so we're going to move on to guns here in a second, but always remember, the communist always uses human shields of various kinds to try to protect his nefarious goals, his nefarious plans from criticism. They'll use anyone and everyone. Why do you think there are so many, quote, veteran organizations now that are clearly communist front groups? Remember when Trump was running at the DNC, they brought out the Gold Star family. Their son was a Marine who died in Afghanistan. And they brought out this Gold Star family. It turns out they were complete Democrat operatives, and they just blasted Trump both barrels. Why would you do that? Well, no one wants to say anything bad about a Gold Star family. Ah, their son fought and died for the country. Greta Thunberg, she's getting older now, but when they first rolled that idiot out there to try to destroy your economy, what were they always saying? You can't yell at her. She's a teenage girl. You're yelling at a teenage girl. They use your values against you. I don't want to yell at a teenage girl. I don't want to yell at a Gold Star family. Oh, I'm not anti-Semitic. I love Jews. Just understand the tactic, all right? Understand the tactic. Dr. Jesse, I have a desire to own guns and become comfortable shooting them, but I have very little experience handling them. I don't have anyone close who can teach me. How do I get started? Here's where you get started. Maybe this is your situation as well. Go down to a gun range. Ah, but Jesse, I'm in LA. Dude, there are gun ranges all over LA. There are gun ranges all over your blue city. There are gun ranges everywhere. And your gun range will have, almost undoubtedly, you can call ahead of time, because I guess there are probably some more rural ones that don't. I have some rural ones here I shoot at that don't, but your gun range will almost undoubtedly have professional instruction. Step number one, if you want to start learning how to shoot weapons, safety. I want you to take a safety course. We called them hunter safety courses when I was a kid. That's what my dad made me go through, but I think they're just called gun safety courses now. But this is critical. It is a blast. It is a healthy thing to do. It's a good thing for you to learn, but it also is a deadly weapon where one dumb mistake can kill you. Take a safety class first. Then, once you're done with your safety class, start slow, start small. Pick a really, really light caliber, like a 22. 22 is a great thing. Go down to the range. Rent one. I don't have a 22. They'll have guns to rent at ranges all around you, all over the place. No, don't walk in and let your eyes get as big as saucers and start going down and renting machine guns. You can do that at all the ranges now. That comes later, okay? Yes, it's a lot of fun. Yes, Chris, it is a lot of fun. A basic 22. The ammo is cheap as can be. Go learn how to take a shot. Take a class on shooting as well. There are classes here. And I want to encourage you all with this, especially you ladies, because I know ladies can get nervous when it comes to this stuff. When you're learning and you have to go take a class or go to a range, what's going to happen is you're going to show up at the range and you're going to see a bunch of different shooters out there, and you're going to see a bunch of experience out there. Oh, look at this guy's rifle. Look at this guy's thing. Look at this guy's gear. And what's going to happen is you might feel stupid. Oh, I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't belong here. I'm nervous. They're laughing at me. They're judging me. That does not happen. I have never heard of that happening at a gun range. The instructor isn't going to laugh at you either. This is a brotherhood and a sisterhood, ladies, a camaraderie. They want you to come learn. They want to teach you. The other shooters on the range, they're not going to laugh at you. If anything, they're more apt to help you if you want it. It is a laid-back environment, a welcoming environment. Just go start, all right? It's like going to the gym, or forget the gym.
trying to get back in shape. The hardest part, showing up the first time. I want to get back in shape. Jesse, I gotten fat. I got out of shape. Dude, I've been fat and out of shape plenty of times. You know the hardest part? The first day I put on my tennis shoes and walk out the front door. That's the hardest part. Get on your tennis shoes, get out the front door. You're 90% there. Impeccably symmetrical oracle. The communists excel in divide and conquer strategies, pitting race against race, religion against religion, male against female, so on and so forth. Why don't we as anti-communists divide and conquer them? What would this look like? He says, P.S. I've heard there's a great book about communists that might answer this question, but I have a few months before it comes out. I think you can find it at jessekellybook.com. Yes, Aaron, he said, I can say his name. You can find that great book at jessekellybook.com if you'd like to learn more about the history of communism and how it translates to our modern day communism and how we fight back. It's at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Now, can we use that division against them? The right has, and I'm guilty of this, for the longest time thought that this was something that we could do. Because it is odd, isn't it? You look at these different groups and you say, man, that they shouldn't be getting along. You're telling me Black Lives Matter and the climate change people are getting along? What? That doesn't make sense. You're telling me these guys will work with these guys? No, they're natural enemies. And what we'll do is we'll just pit them against each other. That's not how it works at all. They work together all the time. You think it doesn't make sense, but it actually does when you understand this. None of the groups, none of them actually care about what they're telling you they care about. Black Lives Matter isn't a civil rights group. They don't give a crap about black people. They're burning down black neighborhoods. The climate change nutters don't care about the climate. They're all on yachts and private jets. They're building beachside mansions. Do you think they really think the oceans are rising? Even the LGBTQ Air Force nutters, they don't care about equality or anything like that. They're all simply in it for the destruction and enrichment that comes from looting during the destruction. And they've all come to the realization, the sadly very true realization, that if they work together, they can accomplish so much more destruction and looting than they ever could if they worked separately. It's a good idea. I'm not saying it's a stupid idea. It just simply will never work. We think we can pit them against each other because we're still buying the lie that they're separate groups, but they're not separate groups. It's the same group with the same goal. It's all just communism. All these things are just different fingers of the same fist with the same goal. All right? All right. Now, we are going to get to as many Ask Dr. Jesse questions as we can possibly cram into this final segment because, look, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's a great week. I don't know about you. I'm excited. Before we get to there, let's get to this. Let's get to the health of our dogs because we all want healthy dogs. And really what we want are what? Two things. We want lower vet bills because these daggone things are expensive. And we want our dogs to live as long as humanly possible. I want my sons to be playing with that idiot Fred as long as humanly possible. I want him to do what he did last night and run up and bump me, jump up and bump me when I'm talking to the wife because he wanted attention. I want that to go on as long as humanly possible. That's why I give Fred rough greens twice a day. It's the only way he gets the vitamins and minerals. It's the only way he gets the probiotics. It's the only way he gets the omega oils. It's 100% natural. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse because what they're doing is they give out a free jumpstart trial bag. They know you'll see a difference in your dog. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. RUFFgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. If you missed any part of it, you can download the whole show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Chris, did you know that like half of our listeners are podcast listeners now? It's wild
it's wild how much radio has changed. Now, terrestrial radio, tuning in, listening in your car live, is something that's always going to be there. They keep predicting that it's going away, and yet it's never gone away. They've been predicting that for 20, 30 years, but it's crazy that half is podcasting now. That's wild. I'll probably be great at it, Chris. What, Chris? Whatever it is, I can't. Before we get to the questions, I have to play this again for Deb Haaland, Interior Secretary. Constantly being asked questions she doesn't know the answer to, and just saying thank you. It's fantastic.
Is it your policy that critical minerals should be sourced from countries that are stewards of the environment, like the U.S. and our allies, or sourced from Russia and China that don't share our same values?
Congressman, what I'll say is the president is committed
to... Pretty much a yes and no. It's your policy, madam.
Our policy is to work to make sure we have the best...
I'll take that as a maybe. Are you also aware that China produces 90% of the world's plastic from four rivers?
I will take...
You know, it's wild. Sorry, I'll let it keep playing. But these are the people who lead our nation. Look, we laugh, and it is funny, and we'll keep laughing, but these people are in critical leadership positions for the United States of America. How do we get to a place where we're led by the dumbest people our nation produces? And what does that mean for a nation? Anyway.
Take that as...
You also are aware that China is the biggest offender on illegal fishing.
Thank you, Chair.
Are you aware that China controls by proxy production the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the EV world and defense?
Thank you for that information.
Are you aware by multiple studies that in order to satisfy the present requirements of EV and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase?
She really just wants this whole thing to end. She just wants it. Just please stop. Just please stop asking me questions. Thank you.
It's a 2,000% of mining for 20 years. Are you aware of that?
Thank you for the information, Congressman.
Are you also aware that northern Minnesota is home to those critical minerals that are necessary for EV and our Defense Department?
I think there are critical minerals across our country.
I can't. Oh, gosh, I can't. Dear Oracle of receding hair follicles. That's not nice. You know what? I know it's true, Chris. Lots of things are true. I don't say them. Anyway, if Democrats want to take away our guns, starting with an assault weapons ban, why didn't they do that when they held the House, Senate, and presidency for the previous 2 years? Wouldn't that reveal their actual motivation to be division, manipulation, and fundraising in perpetuity and not actual gun confiscation? Or can it somehow be both? Oh my gosh, it's both. Look, the right, they want to fundraise off of all protect your gun rights, even though they don't. They constantly give up ground. Democrats fundraise off their base by saying, we'll take away all their guns so you can go murder them. The problem we face is, remember that conversation we had earlier in the show? The pretenders, the Pelosi types, they're retiring. The people taking over, they're dead serious. They mean exactly what they're saying right now. So that's something to think about. Hey, that's a good time to pause for a brief moment and ask yourself, are you ready for the times to come? The United States of America, we were given out a time frame earlier and talking about how we don't know what it looks like. We don't know what it looks like. Well, I do know something. 50 years ago, testosterone levels were double what they are now. Double. So our testosterone levels have been cut in half in 50 years. If that trend continues, the nation is over. It doesn't even matter, Republican, Democrat, communist, left, right. You can't survive. Your society won't go on if the T levels continue to drop like that, because you won't make enough babies. I know that may sound a little crude, but that's just the way it is. You need young people to get married, men and women to get married and make babies. Otherwise, your society stops. It just ages out and dies. Chalk might be the most important thing we talk about on this show, because they're raising testosterone levels and they're raising them naturally, not sticking needles in your arm. A male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, we need you vital too. Female vitality stack from Chalk. But it doesn't stop there. Endless natural herbal supplements, and they have 35% off subscriptions. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Dear Marine Corps Menu Whisperer, can you please shed light upon the origins of the mantra that Marines like to eat crayons? What is your favorite color flavor? Least liked flavor? One, that's not very nice. Two, I don't know where that originated. I do know that it carries on because people think Marines are stupid. And for the most part, they're correct. By the way, I found your show the night a few months back when you were telling how you guys were ordered to fix bayonets. I had heard other stories about just how much cold steel is feared over in the sandbox and figured that might be the turning point in your story. What a fantastic tale. Loved every minute of it. Thanks for the great show, and thanks for your service as a member of Uncle Sam's Misguided Children. Blessings to you and your family. Yeah, look, it was wild in Iraq that you could, those people, you could point a gun at them all day long. You could point a gun at many of them right in their faces all day long and order them to do this or do that, and it wouldn't shake them. It wouldn't really move them. You slap a bayonet on the end of your weapon, they're scrambling around there like Speedy Gonzalez, man. This is a human thing. There's something about blades that scare human beings in ways bullets cannot. I'm sure smarter people than I could explain what that is. I don't know. I personally feel the same way. If you were to set a gun down and tell me, hey, I can shoot you, or set a hatchet down and say, or I can hit you with this, oh my gosh, please shoot me. Just shoot me. I don't know what that is inside of us, but I know it's real. Jesse, what happened to the virus? It was mutating every week. We had a new jab every month. Nothing on the mutation for months. Now, has it self-destructed? He said, use my name if it will advance your career. His name is Paul. Look, what happened to the virus is the same thing that happens to every virus when it hits a society. Eventually, herd immunity happens. Enough people get it and get immunity to it because they got it, and then your body's much more immune to it afterwards. So the virus kind of stops being able to spread, because once I've gotten it and I'm past it, well, then I'm not going to get it and spread it anymore. And that's what happened. And also what happened was the American people caught on to what a gigantic scam machine that whole thing was. There's been plenty of bad pub out there. People don't trust it. All right. You enjoy yourself this weekend. All right. You go have fun. Put a smile on your face. The next week will be what it is. We'll tackle it then. All right. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.